Switzerland-based Climeworks, US-based Global Thermostat, used a different approach. They used solid materials for capture. Climeworks uses heat from the earth or geothermal or even excess steam from other industrial processes to cut down on pollution and costs. Global Thermostat takes a different approach. They focus on the heat required and the speed in which it moves through the material so that they're able to release and produce that CO2 at a really fast rate, which allows them to have a more compact design and overall cheaper costs. And there's more still. A synthetic forest has a significant advantage over a real forest size. This next image that I'm showing you is a map of the Amazon rainforest. The Amazon is capable of capturing 1.6 billion tons of CO2 each year. This is the equivalent of roughly 25% of our annual emissions in the U.S. The land area required for a synthetic forest or a manufactured direct air capture plant to capture the same is 500 times smaller. In addition, for a synthetic forest, you don't have to build it on arable land, so there's no competition with farmland or food. And there's also no reason to have to cut down any real trees to do this.